So would you run late committee the whole June 1st, 2015?
Welcome everybody. I'd like to call to order for the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting, June 1st, 2015, 8:41. Madam Clerk, or excuse me, 7:41. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Neely.
Aye.
Trustee Redding. Trustee Rodriguez. Trustee Turpin. Present. Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry. Trustee Riley.
I was waiting for
him. May I get a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the committee of the whole meeting of May 18, 2015.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Rodriguez. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment? Community Development, Economic Development Consulting Agreement.
In front of you is an Economic Development Consulting Agreement. Staff desires to address this agreement with Gino P. Beeble. As the mayor already stated, our workload seems to be getting greater as we tackle projects that have impacted in the past. Along with an opportunity, we believe at this time, enter into a contract knowing what's faced us from a financial perspective 3 to 4 years from now, and just the number of projects still facing us to complete or even to get started. And also the opportunities that have been lost already. What I mean by that, we are getting more and more calls on possible development or inquiries on vacant land that we have not been necessarily been able to provide information on a timely basis, which is concerning to myself and other staff members. I'll say it hopefully it's a correct statement. Gino, someone fell in our lap. He has extensive private and public experience in economic development. The primary use of Gino would be to reach out for the contacts that we have and landowners to make sure and follow up with them to try to support the economic development of the village. There's other projects we'd like him to do, but that's really the focus we'd like him to do now, is to reach out, get a good database going. And right now, to tell you the truth, I can't tell you if someone doesn't come here why they don't come in. He would be able to do that. So it doesn't make sense, so they won't tell those all the reasons they don't come in. Typically, if something, they tell a lie. You correct me if I'm wrong, too. So Gino's here. He's got a lot of experience in Lockford, Crystal Lake, Lake Mills, Boone County, many years of doing economic development and planning. We thought we'd bring them to the board meeting tonight for an introduction. And of course, if there's any specific questions.
One thing that I just want to add to it, for the last year and a half, close to 2 years, we've set sail in a direction, and we know that we need economic development. And the timing of this, you know, you've heard me say more often than I can count that even after we get this great package, you have to pray, get on your hands and knees, dirty your knees, and pray to God that the stars align right. And this to me is the first star. Steve just mentioned it kind of fell into our lap. And what a time with our comprehensive plan nearing its end, starting to talk about, you know, making packages for the village. What's the next step? Once we have this comprehensive plan, it's a tool we can use as a marketing tool to move the village in the right direction. Who's going to do it? Who has the knowledge? Who has the expertise? And then all of a sudden, we're having conversations about this, and they've done the research, they've done the checks, they know the background administration, again, I think has done a fantastic job. I just wanted to put that in there. Gino, if you want to introduce yourself and anything that you would like to say.
Sure.
Yeah, good evening, Mayor and trustees. My name is Gino DeVito. I have about 20 years plus of economic development and private sector commercial real estate experience. Most recently worked with the Village of Lake Mills and economic development and strategically positioned them with new sites and existing sites to try to promote development and investment. We have a lot of opportunity in this community, like the mayor and the administrator just mentioned. Opportunity lost is something that you can't go back on once you've lost it. It's important to make you aware of what the opportunities are for the investment groups that are out there that are actively searching. Make sure that you have the language that you speak is the same as theirs and that they understand what the value is out here. You have a lot of opportunity. The sites that you have, just the owned sites, could be a very significant plus for you folks if it's marketed or promoted effectively. We look forward to doing that.
Thank you.
When I first met Gino, the first thing I said is I want to put gas station here this year and this year. Remember, we have other elephants in the room, such as a sewer agreement, a Cedar Lake Road realignment. But the intent is to get our name out there so that developers would want to come to Ronald Lake so that hopefully the stars align and get something that it starts.
So his number one job is going to be actively go out there and be proactive to try and get these people involved coming here, whatever they are. A certain question I have is, has he seen our new plan?
The comprehensive plan? I don't know if you reviewed it or not.
A PowerPoint, not the draft. There's a draft on that. I'm going to give him a PowerPoint, I believe, other than anything.
Well, I think since he's going to have a lot of showing, I'd like to have him at least take a gander at it and see if he has any suggestions. I know it's late in the game, but I mean, he might have a suggestion or two, or maybe not. I mean, it's just something to just real take a look at and see.
Absolutely.
That's all I have.
That's what he thinks, Steve. I'm all for it. I mean, really, like you said, you know, you can't get back to these people in a timely manner. Now maybe you can.
I think our approach in the past maybe 6 years, I would say, has been kind of haphazard, to say the least. And that is saying the least. I think having somebody to spearhead it correctly is certainly the right direction for us to take it in. Certainly somebody with the credentials and the abilities that we do there, I think this is going to be a wonderful coup for us, if you will. I can't see any reason not to go forward.
Well, when I read the paper, all villages I see moving forward, meeting businesses, they all seem to have this position on their staff actively out for working for the village, and I think it's time we did the same thing.
It's long over.
Yeah. Any other comments? Sounds like we're all in agreement.
Thank you.
We are moving this forward. Thank you so much. I think this is enormous. To the consent agenda, yes. Thank you. Gino, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
From the clerk's office, prevailing wage ordinance.
Every year we have to pass an ordinance stating what the prevailing wage is. What's included is May, is it June, just came out. I printed it up today, so it would be in on the regular board meeting in 2 weeks. But we have to have the same wages as the county of anybody that's doing work within our village. So it's something that we have to have. Is that it? Is that good, Steve?
That's basically the answer. That's a sure evil that you're a member of the very first state statute.
Thank you, Steve.
There's the sentence. Necessary for state statute.
Yes, I'm good.
Very good.
Thank you.
Public Works. designed for Forest Avenue and MacGillis Drive pavement rehabilitation.
We're recommending that we accept a work order from Fashion Woodman Engineering, design and rehabilitation plan specifications for Forest Avenue and MacGillis Drive reconstruction. The road, as you are all aware, is in very bad shape. Simple resurfacing isn't going to be a strict fix of that. It has to be something more involved. What we're proposing is a cold influence recycling process, which would be similar to reconstruction, but less costly. Fashion Woodman has already done some preliminary work in designing this project. They've also submitted a grant application for CDBG funding on their behalf, and actually attended a meeting today trying to push for our cause to get them that grant funding. We don't know when the grant funding will actually be awarded, and at this point we're already getting pretty late in the season. I'd like to move forward with design now so that by the time the funding gets decided and we get awarded, we're ready to go to bid immediately. If you look at the work order and the schedule that's been proposed by Bachelor Woodman, just based on starting the design today, we're already looking at a completion date of December 11th, and I think everything goes very smoothly. So we are bumping up against winter. I prefer not to wait any longer. We're for sure not going to make it this year. Still, I'd say 50-50 shot that the job would be able to go this year.
Kenny, in the past, I mean, talking about that close to winter, it's been very well for us. How much is it going to complete? How much is it going to spring?
I'm certainly not going to argue against that or rule that out at this point. I'm just hoping to get the design done so that we have every option available.
That's my question.
Yep. So we've had conversations about this just a month or so ago. Didn't we have a citizen in here that was over there? We were talking about
more of this and public because I believe we told the residents that it will be down this year.
Yeah.
There's that possibility now. It's taking time waiting for the grant money. I may not get specifically this summer, but if the design is done without permit, it could start at least this fiscal year. So maybe this summer.
Very good. It's deplorable.
And communicating with the road department on that private course avenue to see if we can do a joint effort to allow us time for
that. I only talked to their department manager about the road being redone. There were no other specific details because I don't have it at this time. I don't have a contractor. I don't have a start date. I'm really any information.
Seems that they're really interested. They may not be interested in partnering with. When I was the manager there, that's what we did one year. We parked with the village and the whole area looked really nice all the time.
Doing their parking?
Yeah. The same contractor. We weren't part of the village contract. We were separate from the village, but we just
did the contract.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm looked into.
Will we be able to let that resident know of possible change? Or will we do that as we know coming forward?
I can put that on the open floor list and it would be the residents' name from you. That'd be great. We should. At least an excuses for those that were starting, you know, that we didn't finish, but at least.
Actually, I saw on this email now saying the board did whatever the recommended tax negative visual correct.
Yeah, we can keep him updated. For a citizen as well.
That's amazing.
Very good. We will move this forward then. And also truck refurbish.
I'm recommending that we refurbish plow truck number 54. You can see in the attached photo a picture of the bed of the truck. It's heavily rusted. Rusted through in a couple areas. We did get an estimate on just getting the truck bed sandblasted and then repainted. difference in cost between that and getting a new stainless steel truck box was $2,000. Unfortunately, I didn't write down the number exactly, but it was small enough dollar amount that I think it's worthwhile to just go ahead and stainless steel box. Stainless steel won't rust. And we can take it off of this truck and put it on the next truck. It should last for years to come. As part of the refurbishment, they would also be adding a wing plow to this truck. The truck currently does not have one, it's just a big front plow. So that will help expedite snow removal, make heated passes, clear roads, and help us do our job. The plow, the front plow, and the wing plow will be polycarbonate material, which won't rust. I talked to the city of Crystal Lake, which just recently bought one last year. They used it through the winter. They're a big fan of it. Obviously, they've only had it for a year, so I can't speak to the durability. But at this point, it seems to be working out quite well for them. And again, looking at the longevity of things, if it can't rust, that's our number one enemy.
Is this truck 54?
Correct.
That's one of the 5 yards?
Yes.
So in essence, it's quite a big snow for sure.
Yes.
I think when we were talking, we said something about like 25% of our snow from a truck like this.
We currently have 4 or 5 yard trucks. We're hoping to order another one. We will be ordering another one after tonight. So we will have 5, so this would be 20% of our fleet.
At this, most of our fleet should be in pretty good shape now. With the new truck that we're getting in, plus we're finishing this one.
I'll take care of the 2 worst trucks.
There's other issues we've got to take care
of. Sorry. Right.
Right. I think that would put us in pretty good shape for the winter, as far as trucks go.
But we seem to have a disaster every time we turn around next year.
So is the award and the grant, was this for?
Sure.
Very good. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
Is there any other topics? If not, may I get a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fraley. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:58.